Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for May 29, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. If you're unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four pieces of information are the standard, what do the contesters call that? The things that we look for from you. If you're not a member of SDF already, well, that's okay. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT. And on Echolink node 9229, also known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I didn't think of a good ham-specific topic for this week's net. However, this is the end of May here. I was going to say in the U.S., but it's the end of May everywhere. But what I mean by that is in the United States, this is Memorial Day weekend, which means that people are out decorating graves in cemeteries, particularly war veterans. And I think is this the weekend when they do, maybe next weekend is when they do the big 500-mile race over in Indianapolis. So anyway, this time of year, lots of people are talking about cars, fast cars, and driving cars fast. So those two things are kind of what's on people's mind right about now. So if you've got something to say about those topics, that would be welcome, I guess. Or apropos, let's say. So let me reset the timer. Okay, so I'm looking at my Echolink dashboard, and I can see N6TW, KD9ND, JKC3LYZ, and AD0QM. So all of you guys are on my check-in list. You do not need to say anything. If somehow there's somebody out there listening and able to check in, please call now so that I can add you to the list. Right, I wasn't expecting to hear anything, so let's start going down the list here. N6TW, how do you do?
This is N6TW, Noah in Livermore. I don't know. Memorial Day, my family has a lot of veterans, but I don't have anybody in the recent past that has had an actual combat role, so the memorial part of Memorial Day doesn't really happen for us, and so it's really just sort of a party. So I'll defer to other people that have stronger opinions. N6TW, over.
Okay, well that's perfectly valid there, but I would mention that it's not just about recent history. I know that, there was a thing in today's paper about a cemetery here in nearby that was established sometime after the Civil War by veterans of the Civil War. And so it's not just recent history. It goes back to even like the Revolutionary War. I imagine over on the East Coast there's probably a lot more of that than out there in California. But anyway, thank you, Noah. Let's see, next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
This is 10. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDD. And good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net tonight. I was fortunate enough to have a veteran as a father. He was a veteran of World War II. He had been in the Navy. And he didn't talk much about the Navy. The few stories I heard were pretty funny ones. But he developed an interest, because in the Navy he was a signalman, in things like semaphore and, of course, ham radio. So I owe my interest in ham radio to his time in the Navy, most probably. But the most interesting thing about the Navy was that when he died in 2013, he was buried at Arlington National Cemetery, because that was his military district. He was a Washington, D.C. native. And he was buried in the columbarium there with full regalia, and I was very impressed by that. That is not going to be my fate, but it was very impressive. Anyway, his name was Robert. His call sign was KA3GER. But this is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And my dad was also Navy, and he never told me anything about his war experience. And he died when I was quite young. I was a teenager. So never really had a chance to interview him about that. But I have seen a photograph of the ship that he was on for at least part of his military career. And it was stationed in Dutch Harbor, Alaska. So that gives me a little bit of an idea of where he served his time in the Navy. And I've been told from other relatives that that he decided to join the Navy because he did not want to be drafted and sent to, I think the bottom line was if he wanted a warm place to sleep instead of like a foxhole. So, and I mean, that's logical. So I can appreciate that he had that characteristic. Maybe I inherited some of that. So, I'm rambling. Next on my list here is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. I had a couple of uncles that were in the Army for World War II, fighting with the Germans, but Memorial Day lately has been a big one for us. Sometimes our friends will have a barbecue or something like that, but not a big car person, so. But other than that, getting ready for a birthday Saturday, so we'll probably go out to a nice free restaurant. Back to Ned.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And yeah, the other thing is that about my relatives, I mean, I had some others on, like, my mother's side, some of whom died during World War II, but they're all buried down in Alabama, where I was born. And I'm up here in Illinois now. I've been in Illinois pretty much ever since junior high school. So I don't get down to Alabama very often to visit the grave sites down there. So, yeah. Let's see. Next on my list here is AD0QM. AD0QM. Okay, I guess he has stepped away from the computer, so we'll come back to him shortly. Would anyone else like to have a recheck?
KD9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
My best foot forward was the Navy story, but fast cars is a pretty good one, too. I don't have any personal experience driving fast. In fact, my truck is off-road, and I did manage to take it off-road one time. And that is to say, in an ice storm, I ended up in the ditch. So I discovered that it isn't really very good at off-road. But I could be a motorhead. I'm a latent motorhead. And I've always been impressed with people who can get it together to drive an automobile fast, and I've enjoyed looking at races. My favorite form of racing, though, is the Demolition Derby, and we have one up here near me in Fisher from time to time. It's a blast. It's nasty. It's probably cancer-causing, but whatever. I love motorsports. Anyway, KD9, NDJ, back to the net.
Ah, yeah. Well, one of my favorite movies sort of revolved around a Demolition Derby. Let me make sure I got the name right. Grandview, USA. It starred Patrick Swayze and, oh my gosh, what's her name? Jamie Curtis. And a couple of other people that you've probably heard of. William Wyndham. Oh, gosh, what was his name? This guy from the 60s, Troy Donahue was in it. And a couple of other people who have since become famous. But anyway, it was a really good movie. I loved it. This was back in the 80s. And it was filmed here in sort of north central Illinois, I think up around Joliet somewhere. So anyway, if you've never seen it, and if somehow you come across probably a video cassette. I'm not sure it ever made it to DVD. But anyway, it's a great movie. I loved it. Anyway, enough of that. Let's see, AD0QM, are you back at the computer? Okay, I guess not. But I see that AG5RB has joined us. Hi, Ross. We don't have a topic this week. The closest thing to a topic is that, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend. So we've been talking about veterans and cemeteries, and also we've been talking about car races, like the Indy 500 that's coming up. I think it's coming up. I don't really follow it. It might have been today, and I just missed it. But anyway, so those are kind of the topics this week. Veterans of the past and car racing of today.
Well, I don't really have a whole lot on either subject. I'm sure the Indy 500 is this weekend sometime, but like you, I'm not sure exactly when. But other than that, I hope everybody has a good Memorial Day weekend. I'm sitting over the grill, grilling some steaks for dinner right now. AG5RB, back to net.
Okay, well, it's good to hear from you, Ross. I think it's been a while. So welcome back. And let's see, one more time, AD0QM. Jeff, are you back with us? Okay, I guess not. Do we have any other rechecks, additional comments?
N6TW.
Go ahead, Noah.
So I had a connection between Memorial Day and amateur radio that I forgot about. So it turns out that at certain military museums, they have amateur radio clubs. So in my area of California, the USS Hornet, which is an aircraft carrier, has an amateur radio club where you can actually go and use not quite what they had at the time, but a slightly modernized version of it. And you guys have got me thinking about going out there tomorrow. And so I was wondering if anybody else knew about these sort of military memorial amateur radio clubs or had any thoughts. N6TW, over.
Ah, you know, that's a good idea. I should have thought of that, because I am aware that there are a lot of World War II era ships that are now museums, and many of them have restored the radio equipment or the radio rooms and allow amateur radio operators to come in and operate from there. And I don't know if they do something like a ships on the air, but I do know that on occasions like Memorial Day and Armed Forces Day and so on, that they have special events going on where amateur radio operators man or staff the radio equipment and make contacts and so on. So, yeah, does anyone else have any information about that? Have you participated in one of those events? Have you ever actually been on one of those ships and operated their radio equipment? That would be a cool thing.
N6TW?
Okay, go ahead, Noah.
I am actually a member of HARC, which is the Hornet Amateur Radio Club. And so I have been up there, but usually I'm with my son, so I don't have enough time to do any real operating other than just play with FDA. But they have a really nice setup, and I think that they do actually have something like a QSO party with these clubs, and so I think it would be really fun if I'd do more due diligence to do something with these sorts of military memorial clubs and FDR. N60W, or?
Yeah, you know, even as I was saying it, it just kind of occurred to me, why isn't there a ships on the air thing? I mean, we've got islands on the air, we've got peaks on the air, all these things, parks on the air. So maybe there already is a ships on the air, and I'm just not aware of it. But if there's not, they should create it. Does anyone else have a comment about this?
KD9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
My comment is that it's a great idea. That and the aviation aspect would be awesome. But we do have the space station, and that's on the air. But sure. The other thing is, regarding the Indy 500, it was run today. Newsom, I think, let's see, it was Joseph Newgarden that took the prize, and apparently there was some late race mayhem. I don't know. It wasn't fatal, but somebody wiped out. So, just bringing you up to speed on the Indy. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you for that. So I wasn't sure if it was today or next Sunday. So thank you for clearing that up for me. I guess I'll read the results in the paper in the coming days. Or not. Anyway, I'm not really a motorhead, so I don't follow that very much. Especially, I mean, driving around in circles for 500 miles, that just doesn't really, you know, rock my boat, so to speak. Maybe a drag race I might could get at least some interest in that, or something like when they go out to the Bonneville Salt Flats and try to set a new land speed record, you know, that I might get a little bit of interest in, but that's just me, though. So let's see, one more time here, AD0QM, are you back at the computer, Jeff? Jeff. Okay, I guess not. He's in the log, though. We'll count him as a check-in. Do we have any more rechecks?
N60W?
Go ahead, Noah.
So it turns out next weekend there is going to be an event. It's Museum Ships Weekend 2023 from the 3rd to the 4th. And I believe it's a QSO party with all of the ships within an amateur radio club, but not just limited to the U.S. So you can contact like Belgium and France as well. So if anybody's interested, I think that would be really fun. N60W, over.
Is there a website or something associated with that?
I believe so. I posted a thing from the USS Silversides which mentions it. I don't know if that's the official site, but I think we can dig around. What's the best way for people to talk? Is it the IRC channel? N60W, over.
Well, I would suggest a way to communicate with the other SDFARC members would be to use the mailing list. But I see that you did post something in the chat there. And so when I do the wrap-up of the net later this evening, I will copy the chat into my report that I email out to the mailing list. So everyone will see that link that you gave to SilversideMuseum.org. So I think that will probably get the word out as well as anything. I don't know, does anybody else hang out on the SDFIRC channel? I know I do not. Right. My impression is that the SDFIRC channel is very quiet. So, watch. If you're not already subscribing to the mailing list, I recommend go to sdfarc.org for the instructions. But the instructions are so darn simple, I'm just going to go ahead and say, send an email to majordomo at sdf.org, and that's spelled M-A-J-O-R-D-O-M-O. And here's where I'm always forgetting whether it's the subject line or the body of the message, but you want to say subscribe SDFARC-L. And I would just put that in both places. And that should be good enough to get you subscribed to the mailing list. And it's not a high-volume mailing list. Typically, we'll have one message a week, and it's the one that I send out on Sunday evening after the net. And if there's any exciting any exciting information the rest of the time, it's maybe one or two messages a week. So it's not going to tax your mailbox very much. So, and once again, I'm rambling here, so let me go back and see if Jeff is back with us. AD0QM, it's your turn. Okay, nothing heard. Does anyone else have something to say? Okay, well, we're swiftly approaching the half-hour mark, which is where we usually run out of steam. So, let's make this final call for new check-ins or rechecks before we wrap up the net. Okay, I think that means it's time to wrap it up. So, let's see, where's my script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0027 Zulu. The whole thing about the DMR talk group, we're still waiting for the more information on that. It stopped working, and we're waiting to hear that it is working again. So if you need to know, it's 31650, the talk group number, but I don't think it's working. So if you want to continue talking about ham radio stuff, you can get on SDF and go into COM, join the Anon radio room, and some of us are already in there. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.